the dictionary meaning of emotion is a strong feeling deriving from one's circumstances. And I'm going to stop there. Circumstances change with the blink of an eye, because with a little bit of knowledge, that circumstances change. It's derived from one's mood. Your mood is emotions in that particular moment in time. But if somebody touched your shoulder or gave you a hug, again, in an instant, that mood changes. And it derived from one's relationship with others. Our relationships with others are constantly growing and changing. So even that is not permanent. So in basic dictionary language, emotion is not permanent. What we are feeling is not permanent. It's derived from circumstances, mood, and relationship. It has nothing to do with permanency. Mm-hmm. And when we are in anger or we are in grief, we feel that it is permanent, that we can't get out of this box. We're stuck in this box and we can't get out. And seeing it as a non-permanent emotion, you go to the next definition of emotion. Emotion, and it's the little dot that comes after the definition. Instinctive or intuitive feeling, distinguished from reasoning or knowledge. Mm-hmm. This is in the dictionary. You know what I mean? It's like, it's telling you emotion is a temporary feeling from circumstances, mood, and relationship. And emotion can be an instinctive, intuitive feeling. You feel it in your heart. You know the feeling the minute it starts, but you could distinguish it from reasoning and knowledge. You could take the emotion and reason with yourself and tune into that point of pain and say, why do I feel that pain? I feel it because I love this person so much. It feels horrible to think that person really believed the words they just used. You know, so I look at emotion so differently. It's a fluid cloud. It's a fluid cloud that is going around the universe. And when you get the emotion, it means that within those circumstances, within that relationship, that is the cloud, whether good or bad, that's the cloud that's enveloped you. Mm-hmm. And you use reason. Okay. Why am I grieving? Well, this person died and I was with them for 36 years and I no longer have their presence, and human beings need familiarity. They need a constant. And so that constant and familiarity is gone now. Mm-hmm. So I need to ground myself in something different. But the reasoning and the knowledge is this beautiful soul has passed to the other side, is totally happy, is no longer encumbered by the brain and the body to camouflage feelings and emotions and who they are. And they're back to being this beautiful, wonderful spirit without the pain and the anguish they had on earth. Mm-hmm. So I guess my gift is being able to feel where the person is and root out the actual essence of the problem and let them find the peace that they need within themselves to come to an understanding that I'm going through grief. It's natural because I'm no longer in my own environment, the environment I've had for 36 years. I need to develop a new environment. That's scary. Yeah, okay, you could be afraid, it's something new, but you could take that fear and make it excitement that you'll be creating a new world for yourself. And so it's just taking the perspective and through the blink of an eye, through a word, through a touch, allowing the person to move beyond that little cloud that floated in and let them be centered again in the peace and the love of who they really are. And I think, I know someone is healed when they can look in the mirror and accept who they are fully and say, I love you to themselves. Mm-hmm. to be able to reason through all the emotions to understand that they're okay and they are a beautiful soul. You know, they were hurt or wounded as a child when they didn't have the capacity or knowledge to know mommy and daddy were yelling at each other with their problems. I took it on as it was my problem. And now that I'm 33 years old, I realize I'm not that little baby that doesn't understand that anymore. I could look at my 2.5-year-old person and say, hey, you're only 2.5. You couldn't understand that what was going on. But now you know that was their problem. You know, you weren't the cause. You weren't the reason your parents broke up. You weren't the reason somebody got hurt. You just happened to be there during those circumstances, and you put on this emotion that was given to you, but that emotion is not you. It's just an emotion.